You're hearing the sound of a robot that's only about 2 feet tall, but even though it's small, it can do some big things.
If used on manned vehicles and existing wireless signals like Wi-Fi to enable having X-ray vision and be able to see through walls, and that's something that we've shown possible.
Yasmin Mostofi, an electrical and computer engineering professor at UC Santa Barbara, does groundbreaking work in mobile sensor networks. Her research is at the intersection of wireless communications and robotics. She and her students pioneered a methodology that allows robots to use Wi-Fi signals to gain X-ray vision that could assist search and rescue teams in locating people trapped during a disaster, or archaeologists in finding fossils hidden behind rocks and brush during a dig. More recently, her lab has used drones working in tandem with Wi-Fi signals to reveal what's behind walls and generate three-dimensional high-resolution images.
We're using unmanned vehicles, which allows me to optimize the positioning of my antennas. First of all, I can position them at several locations autonomously. And I can optimize their position. And I can ask myself, what are the best routes they can take that will make this job of imaging through walls easier?
So to see this in action, we walked outside. The students positioned the robots around a brick wall that they used for testing. They turned the bots on and set up the wireless network.
So we used just the Wi-Fi signals and used that to get information about what's present over there.
Chitra Karnam, a PhD student in electrical engineering, explains how it works.
By using just Wi-Fi power measurements, the objects in that area leave their signatures on the measurements that are collected by the robots. Then through an extensive modeling of the wireless measurements, we can then actually image the details of whatever objects are located in that area.
She says the research is fascinating.
Wi-Fi signals are actually everywhere. And it's really interesting to see that there's so much information we can actually tap into. By elegantly modeling what kind of patterns there are, we can obtain a lot of information about our environment.
This technology has far-reaching implications. Mostofi explains how it potentially can be used in disaster relief.
Search and rescue, for instance, let's say there's an earthquake, a disaster happened. Having the ability to be able to sense and image through walls, through rubbles, that is an extra capability.
She says the robots may also be helpful for archaeologists.
A lot of times, things of importance are buried under foliage, you know. Can you use your manned vehicles to be able to see through and see that, okay, there's something valuable underneath?
Electrical engineering PhD student Herbert Tai says he enjoys the interdisciplinary approach.
We combine machine learning, decision-making optimization, and robotics. I'm really excited that we are combining these several research fields together, and we are trying to push the research frontier.
Mostofi's lab goes further than just robots that can see through concrete walls. These researchers are developing algorithms that allow a team of robots to work together to accomplish a task. And they're also creating a methodology that allows robots to collaborate with humans to solve a problem. At UC Santa Barbara, Deborah Green, KCLU News.